You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired.
The most interesting thing in tech? Bad day for Facebook. The FTC and 48 states' attorney general just announced that they are filing lawsuits, antitrust lawsuits, against Facebook. This is the worst possible outcome. We all knew that something was coming, but it was possible the FTC wasn't going to move forward. It was possible the suits were going to be combined. It's possible there's going to be fewer states. This is really not a great day for Facebook. So a couple things about this. First, antitrust in the initial stages is very much a political process. The reason these cases are coming forward is because everybody has been mad at Facebook for the last roughly 4 years. Reporters have been mad at them. Politicians have been mad at them. A lot of the public has been mad at Facebook. But now it becomes a legal process. And this is sort of the worst possible outcome for Facebook because Facebook actually hasn't had a lot of scandals recently. They've had some missteps, but nothing like Cambridge Analytica, nothing like the 2016 election. In fact, they managed the 2020 election reasonably well. People do not hate Facebook as much as they did in, say, March of 2018. But the political bills are getting paid, and now it's going to the courts. Second thing, one of the key contentions in both suits, one of the key arguments against Facebook, is that they should not have been allowed to acquire Instagram or WhatsApp, that, in fact, the government should have blocked both transactions. If the government knew then what it knows now about those transactions, it would have blocked them, and that then Facebook used the monopoly position it acquired from those two acquisitions to do all kinds of harm. I actually think those acquisitions are different, though, in an interesting way. Instagram, yes. They acquired Instagram for $1 billion in part because the people who were running Instagram knew that they would be crushed. It was a small amount of money given the threat that Facebook saw. There is a long email exchange, series of emails in which Mark Zuckerberg lays out the threat of Instagram. WhatsApp seems different. They bought WhatsApp for $19 billion and there were 55 employees. They made them fabulously rich. It wasn't as much a question that Facebook was going to kill off WhatsApp. In fact, Facebook then let WhatsApp run basically as an independent company inside of Facebook. The way those acquisitions happened mattered in interesting ways. But of course, what matters most in the legal contention is that Facebook used its monopoly power to then provide worse services. And this is where the interesting legal question comes in. Traditionally, antitrust law has all been about price. Facebook is free, Instagram is free, WhatsApp is free. You can't argue that Facebook has cost consumers money because of their monopoly positions. You can't argue, though, that they've provided worse services, that people have less privacy, that the ad market works less efficiently, that journalism has been harmed. And that is what the lawyers are going to argue. They're going to say Facebook is not guilty of hurting consumers on price. They're guilty of hurting consumers in all kinds of other ways. Facebook will counter, well, that's not the way the law works. They'll also counter that they have lots of competitors. They're not a monopoly. You can use iMessage. You can use TikTok. You can watch Netflix. This will go back and forth in the courts for a very long time. Still, what happened today? Quite a bad sign for Facebook. That's the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.